¿Hay amor o no hay amor?
Dímelo. ¡Ajá!
Amor y felicidad. Venga lo que venga. Good morning, Oregon. Today is Tuesday, 29th of November, and right now it's partly cloudy with 26 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm. Temperature range should be from low 25 to high 29 degrees Celsius and with a heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. We can expect easterly winds at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour, and a chance of a rain is on 40%. Forecast for later on in the evening is partly cloudy with the thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy with thunderstorms, with winds from northeast at 10 to 15 km per hour, and chance of rain on 80%. Moon is waxing crescent and 19% of it is illuminated. Now let's talk about the new wave of pollution we face in Oroville. On 23rd of November, BSNL inaugurated a VMAX tower at the old Tindivanam Road near the Hanuman statue. Oroville is within the coverage area of this tower. Recently, an expert committee of the Government of India has recommended that radiation from the cell towers be declared as pollution. VMAX is a new communication technology similar to cellular communications, and the new tower adds to the pollution in Oroville. This is a cause for serious concern as it threatens the biodiversity created by planting of millions of trees over four decades. Let us work together to protect the biodiversity and our health. In this context, ICIT proposed a comprehensive communications and IT solution for Oroville, which includes reducing electromagnetic pollution by a factor more than 100,000 using a new concept called Green Mobile Communication, GMC. The government is considering the project and is likely to fund it partially. This project, Green Mobile Communication, was submitted to Spark the Rise. The project details can be seen at www.sparktherise.com/projectdetail.php. If it gets enough votes, we could get a significant amount of funding for the project which is pledged to Oroville. We're asking you to vote. Green Mobile Communication is first of its kind project in the world to reduce electromagnetic pollution to a million to make it safer for humans, flora and fauna. The aim is to set up a pilot at Oroville and share the results, knowledge and wisdom to make mobile communication safer. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at La Terrasse in Solo Kitchen is the meeting for all who would like actively participate in preparation for the forthcoming Pongal Festival in January 2012. Let us welcome the special year by thanking Mother Earth, which is the essence of this festival. For conducting Pongal Festival with unity, love and harmony, all your ideas are most welcome. At Arkham Main Hall from Thursday 1st to Thursday 8th of December, daily between 5 to 6 p.m., we can participate at Vedic chants with Nadaka and Gopika. On Friday 2nd of December at 7:45, Surya and Friends will be performing at Pitanga. On the same day, and on Saturday 3rd of December, IKM school students in new creation will give the theatre play Shakespeare's The Tempest, directed by volunteer Hazel from Manchester. Both shows will happen in the early afternoon. Within Sikh Tibet Festival in Oroville, from Friday 2nd to Sunday 4th December, we can enjoy on Friday in the food from the roof of the world at Tibetan Pavilion with lunch buffet from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. and later at 7:45 at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas in the Pavilion of Indian Culture, we can follow the culture dance performance by Tibetan students. The two following days, Saturday and Sunday, at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zoll, we can enjoy the food from the roof of the world for the dinner buffet from 7 p.m. to 8:15, and on Sunday with lunch buffet system based from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Food will be served only vegetarian. And on Saturday, 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas in Pavilion of Indian Culture, trio Adriel Anderson will be coming all the way from Norway to give us a jazz concert. Hubert, a visiting tango teacher from Bangalore, will be offering two workshops. One for first-timers and beginners on Saturday 3rd between 2:30 to 5 p.m. at Sautru, and for intermediate and advanced dancers on Sunday 4th between 3 to 5 p.m. also at Sautru. On Saturday evening from 7 p.m. there will be also Milonga, again at Sautru. You can contact Jorge on 978-629-6441 for registration. The visitor center pizzeria will reopen from Tuesday 6 December and they will follow the usual timing, serving from 6:30 to 9 p.m. from Tuesday to Sunday, Saturday and Sunday also lunch from 12:15 to 2:30 p.m. There will be a bus to Pondi on 5th of December for Darshan Day, starting at 9 a.m. following the usual route and coming back to Oroville at noon. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Italian drama, 20 Cigarettes, made in Italy 2010 and directed by Aureliano Amadei. And tomorrow at the same place and time we can see an interesting documentary, In Whose Interest? Full Signal, made in UK, USA in 2002 and directed by David Kaplowitz. According to the nature of the action, it brings you near to the divine or takes you away from him, and that is supreme consequence, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on aureliradio.org.
Con boca y labios te haces el sabio y no me respetas. Si yo fuera violento, seguro te atacara, pero con este canto.